Welcome to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into a fascinating new study about the hidden architecture that helps keep our intestinal tissues stable.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down this groundbreaking research published in Nature Communications. We'll be exploring how a previously undiscovered star-shaped network of proteins actually underpins the organization of epithelial tissues.
That's right, Alex. This study reveals something pretty remarkable. A multicellular star-shaped actin network that essentially works as the architectural foundation for how epithelial cells organize themselves. And this isn't just some minor detail. It's fundamental to how our tissues maintain their stability.
Absolutely. So before we dive into the specifics, let's take a step back for our listeners. Epithelial tissues are essentially the sheets of cells that line all the surfaces of our body, from our skin to our intestines, and they need to be incredibly stable while also being able to adapt to stresses.
Right, and we've known for a while that these tissues use something called bicellular junctions, basically the connections between cells, and an actomyosin network, which is like the cellular scaffolding to maintain their structure. But what this new research shows is how these elements work together in a way we hadn't recognized before.
Exactly. The researchers, led by Delphine Delacour, identified what they're calling a tissue-scale actomyosin network in adult mouse intestinal villi. Now, Jamie, I found this particularly fascinating because they didn't just observe this in living tissue. They also created an ex vivo model using organoids to study it more closely.
That's one of the things that makes this study so compelling. The researchers were able to observe this network both in actual intestinal tissue and in their lab-grown models. And what they found was this repeated pattern of what they're calling actin stars, these radial actin structures at the base of hexagonal cells that connect through bicellular junctions to form a multicellular array.
I love how you describe that, Jamie. These actin stars are literally star-shaped structures made of actin protein fibers that radiate outward from a central point in each cell. And here's the key thing. They're not isolated within each cell. They connect to the actin stars in neighboring cells, creating this beautiful interconnected network across the entire tissue.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is the functional role these actin stars play. The researchers found that they help maintain epithelial morphological stability, essentially preserving cell shape and packing. When they disrupted these actin stars in their experiments, the cells actually changed shape.
That's such a crucial point. The researchers used laser ablation experiments. Basically, they used lasers to cut specific parts of this network and observed what happened. This allowed them to develop what they call a modified vertex model that links the tension along these actin star branches to the overall arrangement of the epithelial tissue.
And beyond just maintaining cell shape, these actin stars also seem to act as, what did they call them? Basal locks? They basically limit protrusive activity, which helps prevent excessive cell migration and tissue disruption. It's like they're anchoring the cells in place.
That's right, Jamie. Think of it like this. Without these actin stars acting as locks, the cells would be much more mobile and potentially disrupt the careful organization of the tissue. The researchers showed that when they interfered with these actin stars, the cells started forming these protrusions that would normally be suppressed.
You know, what I find particularly interesting about this study is how they discovered that two key factors influence the formation of these actin stars, contractility and adhesion. The researchers found that these star-shaped networks form under conditions of high contractility, but low adhesion to the underlying substrate.
That's such an important point. And it helps explain why these structures haven't been observed before in typical lab conditions. Most cell culture is done on rigid surfaces like glass or plastic, which promote strong adhesion and prevent the formation of these actin stars. The researchers had to use softer substrates that more closely mimic the actual conditions in the body.
Exactly. And they even showed this experimentally by growing cells on different substrate rigidities. On soft substrates, these actin stars formed beautifully. But on stiffer substrates, the network disappeared and was replaced by more conventional actin structures.
You know, Jamie, I think this really highlights something important about scientific discovery. Sometimes our very methods of study can obscure biological realities. By creating conditions that better mimic the actual tissue environment, these researchers revealed structures that have been hiding in plain sight.
That's such a good point, Alex. And it makes me wonder what other cellular structures or networks might be out there that we haven't discovered yet because of the limitations of our standard research methods.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the broader implications of this research. The author suggests that this star-shaped supracellular actin network is a pivotal biomechanical system governing epithelial layer coordination. What do you think this means for our understanding of tissue mechanics and maybe even disease?
Well, we know that epithelial integrity is crucial for proper organ function, and disruptions can lead to all sorts of problems, including compromised organ formation and even tumorigenesis. So, understanding this fundamental mechanism of how epithelial tissues maintain their stability could have huge implications for understanding disease processes.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm particularly intrigued by how this might relate to intestinal disorders. Since this network was identified in intestinal epithelium, could disruptions to it play a role in conditions like inflammatory bowel disease or even colon cancer?
It opens up some fascinating research questions.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that this study focused on the intestinal epithelium, but I wonder if similar networks exist in other epithelial tissues throughout the body. Could this be a universal mechanism, or is it specific to the intestinal context?
That's a fantastic question, Jamie. The paper actually mentions a study from way back in 1986 that observed similar star-shaped cytoskeletal organizations in sponge and epithelial cells. And there was also a recent study in Drosophila that found a related basal medial actomyosin network. So there are hints that this might be more widespread than just the intestine.
That's fascinating. So this could potentially be an evolutionarily conserved mechanism. I'm also really impressed by the methodological approach in this study, combining in vivo observations with ex vivo models, and then using sophisticated techniques like laser ablation to probe the mechanical properties of these networks.
Absolutely. The multidisciplinary approach here is remarkable. They're really bridging cell biology, biophysics, and tissue mechanics, and I love how they used computational modeling to help interpret their experimental findings. That kind of integration of experiment and theory is so powerful.
Well, Alex, I think we've covered the major findings of this fascinating study. To summarize for our listeners, researchers have discovered a previously unrecognized star-shaped actin network that connects epithelial cells in the intestine, helping to maintain tissue stability and organization.
That's right, Jamie. This network forms under conditions of high contractility and low substrate adhesion, which explains why it hasn't been observed in typical lab conditions. And functionally, it helps preserve cell shape, limit cell migration, and maintains the overall organization of the epithelial layer.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Origene podcast as we explored this groundbreaking research. If you're interested in reading the full paper, you can find it in Nature Communications under the title, A Multicellular Star-Shaped Actin Network Underpins Epithelial Organization and Connectivity.
And we'll be back next time with more fascinating insights from the world of cellular and molecular biology. Until then, keep exploring the amazing architecture of life. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening to the Origene podcast.